Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. How do we maintain the sanctity of marriage, especially in a culture that's turning further and further away from Christian principles? You know, it's easy to hide, even from our close-knit church families, the truth about our personal struggles and temptations. With this in mind, Deborah has a candid discussion that may be inappropriate for our younger ears. With more, here's Deborah Ross.
Welcome to Choose Life. Today I'm talking with Michelle Feliciano. Michelle has been in ministry for 15 years, and seven of those years she's actually served as a pastor at Christ Bible Discipleship Worship Center under the leadership of Apostle David Allen. Michelle is a worship prophetic dance minister, and that really touches my heart as I am also a dance minister as well. And she is the founder of Solace Soul Care. And this ministry reaches out to the wounded soul by means of counseling and shepherding and teaching and encouragement. She's the wife of Pablo Feliciano and the mother of four and the grandmother of three. And Michelle, I know you're currently studying to get your bachelor's degree in psychology. Is it with Liberty?
It is.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Michelle, you're a busy woman.
I am. I'm excited about being busy, though, in this season of my life. I'm excited about what God is going to do through all of the experiences and education. And so I'm really looking forward to the future.
Yes.
For what God is just doing. Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, let's start with the experiences, because you have got some experiences.
I do. I definitely have a few. Yes.
Yes.
I have a few experiences.
Yeah. Well, we're going to actually start with, I tell you what, you just start talking anywhere you want to about this experience stuff. And then we're going to talk about how Jesus is molding and shaping and using all of those experiences for you to reach others.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I think the most exciting experience that I've gone through, and for most people, if they hear exciting, they're thinking it was fabulous and wonderful. But for me, it was a time of transformation. My husband and I met in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I'm from Boston. And it was a different kind of a relationship. We were both serving the devil, so to speak. We did not know the Lord. We had an interesting occupation in the neighborhood that we lived in. I'll just leave that alone. I'm sure that that can you can elaborate on that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when we met the Lord, it was because we wanted to get married. And my mom was saying that she would not buy a dress, she would not purchase a dress, she would not purchase an item for this wedding until I went and spoke to her pastor. So my husband and I were like, well, what is this guy going to do for us? I mean, like, what is it going to a pastor have to do with being married? So we ended up going, and we received the Lord together that day. And our salvation was radical. Our experience with Jesus was absolutely radical.
Okay, so you went pretty much for marriage counseling before you get married.
We did.
And you got saved.
And we got saved.
Both of you.
Both of us.
Wow.
So we went from a lifestyle of selling drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I was a cocaine addict.
Mm-hmm.
Selling drugs, running our neighborhood, partying, drinking, doing all kinds of crazy things, to a radical salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Go home. We're living together. That the Lord immediately transformed that into, you can't live together. You need to remain celibate. So as I said, everything was radical. From the moment that we met Jesus, it was radical.
Mm-hmm.
So we're married for 12 years, you know, going into the marriage, and there comes responsibility, and suddenly you have to be a good wife, not just a wife, but a good wife.
Mm-hmm.
We got involved with ministry, so it really felt as if our life was heading in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was about 5 years ago, I was just ordained, started my own ministry in Indian Trail, North Carolina, and the devil came in like a flood.
Mm.
It was a flood. We didn't expect it. We didn't see it coming in. I had owned my own hair salon. We had cars and houses. We had really built ourselves from a place of serving the devil to a place of serving God. And we had seen so much restoration in our life and so many God deliverances in our life.
Mm-hmm.
But getting so involved with ministry and going fast and steadfast for the Lord, we forgot some things about who we were personally.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil came in like a flood. My husband decided that maybe going back into the world behind my back was a good idea. So started messing around with some of the stuff on the streets again. And I was counseling and ministering. And I got into a situation with an individual who was struggling with homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt that in my spirit at that time that I was able and strong enough to be able to assist this a person through her deliverance. Well, what I had realized is my marriage was not entirely what I thought it was. My husband was going back in the world and making decisions behind my back that were just not what I needed. And working through this process of homosexuality with this young lady, something happened. And the only thing I can say was it hit me like a ton of bricks. I didn't see it coming. And through the process, there was some confusion about whether or not that she was a hermaphrodite and that she was born with, you know, all of her, with two different types of sexual organs. And, you know, did she need to go and get transgender surgery and all just so much confusion about hormones. And I fell for it. And I fell head over heels in love.
Seducing spirits.
With love.
Seducing spirits.
Yes.
It was a seducing spirit.
That's exactly what it was.
And it caught you by surprise.
It caught me by surprise.
Yeah.
And not only, and I guess I want to be honest about this too, not only was it a seducing spirit that was aimed directly towards me, but I also began to operate in that.
Yes.
It attached itself to me because there must have been something in me that it could attach to. And I guess that's probably my message, is that we're never too far away from what we can't see, I guess. Demonic activity is demonic activity. And in the beginning of, you know, going through this process and getting to a place of healing and so forth, I wanted to push the blame on the other person. But then the Lord really had to show me that there was still something in me that was so unsurrendered to God, so much brokenness from a past of, you know, crazy childhood and a first marriage that was very, very abusive and sexual abuse, that opened up this foothold for this seducing spirit to come in and infiltrate my life. But the crazy thing, Deborah, is I became that spirit. I at first not embracing it, but then embracing it and covering the deception and being part of lying.
Okay, so I've got a deep question for you.
Sure.
What do you say to people who say Christians cannot have a demon?
I say they can't be possessed, but they can be oppressed.
And would you say that you were oppressed at this point?
Absolutely. And in influenced to such a way that I couldn't see clearly. My husband and I, after 10 and a half years, we ended up getting divorced. He went back into the world completely, started selling drugs and drinking and moved in with somebody much younger than him. And I began to embrace this homosexual lifestyle. The crazy thing about it is I was in the church embracing it. And because this...
You were hiding.
I was hiding and lying. And because this person was also very active in my ministry, and she began to take hormones and grew hair on her face and her voice changed. And so it was easy. But God sees everything.
Yes.
He sees everything. It doesn't matter how good we are at hiding it. He sees everything. And he cannot honor anything that's not him.
Yes.
So when life started to fall apart, my husband and I got separated. We got divorced. I'm going to make it real short because I know we don't have a ton of time. I lost my salon, my home, my cars, my children, and my husband. And the crazy thing, the spirit had me thinking that life like this was better because it felt like
love. The evil
love.
Spirit. The evil spirit.
Because it felt like love. Homosexuality is such a deceiving spirit, and it convinces you that there's no other love like this love. Like, you can only connect like this with this person, and this is the deepest love that you've ever had. And the Lord showed me, obviously, over a period of time that I was in love with a lie, and that God can't honor what's not God, and marriage is for a man and a woman, and anything beyond that is sin, no matter how much we try to hide it and make it look, grow hair on your face, dress like a man, whatever, dress like a female. There's no heroism in sin.
Yes.
And so needless to say, my life fell apart and I ended up homeless and spent some time in the homeless shelter. My husband ended up having a baby with this young girl. And again, I had nothing, still operating in the church, pretending, dancing and doing all kinds of things. It's interesting about an anointing. You suddenly go from being anointed to just being gifted. And thank God for his mercy and his grace that covers us.
Mm-hmm.
And that truly love does cast out all fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's love is what kept me and did not expose anything. And I guess my story is that God never exposed me.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to expose myself.
Mm-hmm.
I came out with the truth with no fear of possibly losing a reputation or a title. I was so fearful about losing my soul to the devil that nothing else mattered to me but setting this demonic activity free so that I could be delivered from it.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing for me left. I had nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
My kids had... Anyways, I ended up in a hotel for some time, and I became very depressed, and I never went back to doing drugs, though, and that was never my thing. I did, however, drink in secret.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of drinking in secret.
Mm-hmm.
I did start going to gay clubs and wearing somewhat little bit of disguises so they didn't know who I was, this pastor in this gay club, acting like a heathen.
Mm-hmm.
And then decided one day that I was going to climb up on the balcony of my hotel room and end my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the angel of the Lord speak to me and say, go ahead and do that. I will not send my angels to rescue you. Don't tempt the Lord your God.
Mm.
I heard the voice of God say, you're going to have to get down from there now because I will not. You know better than this. I will not rescue you.
You've got to get down from there.
You have to get down.
Get down.
Get down from the ledge.
Obey the Lord. Get down.
Get down now.
Yes.
I ended up climbing down from the ledge. It was a rainy night. I'll never forget it. I didn't think I was going to make it back down. I knew I got up and I was okay with getting up. I just did not think I was going to get down. So then I began to pray to the Lord, help me from here.
Yeah.
He helped me get down, and I made it back into my hotel room. And a long story short, my husband became my knight in shining armor.
Mm-hmm.
He rescued me, and the Lord's done mighty things, and he's restored my marriage. My husband and I have been married now for going on our two-year anniversary. We'll be in November.
Your two-year anniversary the second time
around. Second marriage, yeah, to the same man.
Yeah.
It's an awesome story because... I have the most beautiful husband and the most beautiful children, all been restored. Life's been restored. Ministry's been restored. It's greater this time around. God has been so faithful to me with bringing people in my life that have been supportive and want to hear the story. And financial blessing. I mean, God's just been awesome. And he's been so faithful. And I'm a better wife. And I'm delivered. So there's a way out.
Yes.
There's a way out.
There's a way out.
There's a way out.
Yes.
There's a way out.
Now, what is that way out? Let's talk about that. What is the way out? So somebody that's listening today who is caught up in this seductive spirit, this perverse spirit, whatever's going on, what is the way out?
The only way out
is
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He's the way, the truth, and the light.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves you no matter what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing is too big and too great for God and the Lord to forgive you.
Yes.
He forgives.
Yes.
He's a forgiving God. And yes, I'm grateful.
He is a forgiving God.
He is.
Yes. There is no fear in love, for perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. And you are not tormented anymore.
I'm not.
Because you've been set free.
I am.
Because God is good.
He
and
is.
He gives good gifts to his children, and he has set you free.
He has.
And whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here today, Michelle.
Thank you, Deborah.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.